Good morning. It's Thursday, August 12th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. The Portland Bureau of Emergency Management says it's reaching out to the community to make sure everyone stays safe and cool as we approach triple-digit temperatures. You're also asked to check in on your friends and neighbors as we approach those peak temps throughout the day. If you need resources to beat the heat this week, we have links at the top of our website, coin.com. There's also severe weather expected on the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression Fred is expected to grow stronger as it approaches the U.S. It's expected to make landfall over the Florida Keys this weekend. Fred is the sixth named storm of the year, but the first in more than a month. Oregon's summer surge of coronavirus is continuing its record-breaking pace. 665 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. More than 170 of those patients are in the ICU, and nearly 2,000 new cases were reported in the past day. Tomorrow, a statewide mask mandate goes into effect. Governor Brown also requiring state employees to be fully vaccinated by mid-October. We're tracking the nation's economic recovery from the pandemic as well. The Labor Department says unemployment numbers dropped again for a third week in a row. 375,000 claims were filed for the week. Last week, 384,000 claims were filed. There are concerns about the spread of that Delta variant. Several states, including Oregon, have issued new pandemic mandates, but businesses have largely been free to reopen fully if they follow guidance. Federal health officials are now fully endorsing COVID-19 vaccines for pregnant women. The CDC says, citing new safety data that indicates there's no increased risk for miscarriage or unborn babies, and they could soon recommend booster shots for people with weakened immune systems. We've learned the revised guidance is expected to be voted on this week. The Taliban have captured 10 capitals near Kabul during a week-long blitz across Afghanistan. U.S. and NATO troops are leaving the country at the end of the month, despite the Taliban's gains in the region. The White House says the U.S. is providing air support, food, and equipment during this transition, but the military withdrawal will proceed as planned. Be sure to check out all of our content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.